Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Indonesian students and faculty benefit from Falun Gong, Sweden, support builds for lawsuits against former Chinese dictator, Seoul, Korea, 9-day Falun Dafa seminar held in Tianti Bookstore, Auckland, New Zealand, raising awareness in front of the Chinese embassy, Taipei, reenactment focuses attention on killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs, and from poverty to prestige to brutal persecution. Now for the stories. Indonesian students and faculty benefit from Falun Gong. 200 Indonesian students, along with 29 faculty and staff members at Al Jabar College, sensed the wonderful feeling of practicing Falun Gong for the first time at a group workshop taught by local Falun Gong practitioners on September 12, 2015. Many members of the college, located on Batam Island, said that they felt being covered in a warm energy field with an electric-like current flowing through their hands and feet. The principal of the school invited practitioners to give a second workshop on October 17th. This time, the exercises healed some diseases of several attendees. The principal told practitioners that he felt heat flowing through his body during the exercises and felt recharged afterward. The principal said, "The music is also peaceful and has positive therapeutic effects. Although the movements look simple, many people sweated." He thanked the practitioners for the free workshop. He said, "It is not only beneficial to one's physical conditions, but also helps to improve one's morality." Feedback from faculty members. A 41-year-old computer teacher just had surgery after an accident, which injured her back. She learned the exercises while sitting in a wheelchair. She felt strong energy current rotating around the wound from the surgery and heat flowing through her entire body. A 52-year-old religion teacher also felt strong energy rushing through his body, and it made him sweat a lot. He said that Falun Gong's spirituality will help improve one's mind, which will in turn improve one's physical health. Some faculty members said that they felt sore and pain, and some even felt nauseous the first time. However, during the second session, their symptoms were gone. They said their entire bodies were light, warm, and comfortable, and their minds were peaceful. A 53-year-old teacher said that the pain in his back had disappeared, and the symptoms in his pulmonary and digestive system were also reduced. Signing petition to support lawsuits against former Chinese dictator. Practitioners also told the attendees about the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China, launched in 1999 by the then Chinese head Jiang Zemin, and the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from practitioners in China. Attendees were encouraged by news of more than 180,000 practitioners having filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin for his role in the persecution. Students, faculty, and staff signed the petition supporting Falun Gong's peaceful resistance and calling for bringing Jiang to justice.
Sweden. Support bills for lawsuits against former Chinese dictator. Following a signature drive in front of Chinese embassy on October 10, 2015, Falun Gong practitioners from across Sweden gathered in front of the Chinese embassy in Stockholm again on August 24th. They raised awareness and collected more signatures in support of the movement, in which thousands are suing former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin for initiating the persecution of Falun Gong. Many more people had an opportunity to learn about the benefits of Falun Gong and the 16-year brutal persecution of this ancient spiritual discipline in China. "It's inconceivable. Too evil," said a middle-aged couple after they heard a practitioner explain how the Chinese Communist Party defamed Falun Gong with fabricated stories, including the staged self-immolation on Tiananmen Square, and how the regime has gone so far as to harvest organs from living Falun Gong practitioners for profit. Many signed the petition when they heard that Jiang launched and directed the persecution of Falun Gong, and that more than 190,000 Chinese people have recently filed criminal complaints against him. The couple and many others said they hoped Jiang Zemin would be brought to justice as soon as possible.
Seoul, Korea, 9-day Falun Dafa seminar held at Tianti Bookstore. Tianti Bookstore in Seoul hosted a 9-day Falun Dafa seminar on September 23rd to October 1st. While watching Master Li Hongzhi's lecture series on video, both new and veteran students improved their understandings of the ancient spiritual discipline. After each lecture, attendees learned and practiced the meditative exercises. The participants shared their experience on the last day of the seminar. Though his father has practiced Falun Dafa for many years, Mr. Park hadn't committed his mind to the practice until attending the seminar this time. During the part of the lectures that describes the opening of the celestial eye, he felt pressure between his eyebrows. This was encouraging to him. He said he would continue to study the teachings and exercise with his father after the seminar. Another student, Ms. Jiang, had heard about Falun Dafa from a friend and looked it up online. The practitioner she knew told her about the 9-day seminar. She said that while she was learning the first exercise, she felt energy flowing between her arms. She also noticed that she barely had any of the usual symptoms of her heart problem and nose allergy during the 9 days. Ms. Li became a practitioner last May, but she decided to attend the seminar to gain more clarity about the principles taught by Falun Dafa. She said that watching the lecture series helped her understand issues more deeply and rationally than before. Another attendee, Ms. Zhu, said that the seminar helped her gain confidence since she recently returned to the practice. She had started learning Falun Dafa 10 years ago, but wasn't progressing and eventually quit. She never told anyone about her practice, nor joined Falun Dafa activities due to her fear of the ongoing persecution in China. This August, she picked up the practice again and attended a Falun Dafa conference. She said that the seminar helped her improve significantly and cleared her thoughts. She stopped being afraid. She said that she felt very positive energy while watching the lectures and became determined to be a genuine cultivator.
Auckland, New Zealand, raising awareness in front of the Chinese embassy. Yu Jingfang arrived at the Chinese embassy on October 18, 2015, to participate in a protest against the persecution of Falun Gong. Mr. Yu is a Falun Gong practitioner from southwest China. Ever since the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, initiated the persecution 16 years ago, Falun Gong practitioners have staged a peaceful protest in front of the embassy every Sunday. Over the last 16 years, the CCP has attempted to eliminate this traditional cultivation practice by all means, including large-scale forced live organ harvesting from practitioners. I come to the embassy to protest the persecution, no matter whether it is rainy or windy, said Yu. We will continue the protest until the CCP stops the persecution. He has taken part in the weekly protests for the past 13 years. Like previous Sundays, the practitioners held banners reading, Falun Dafa is great, stop the persecution of Falun Gong, and stop live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. Old sports injuries cured. In China, Yu was a professional athlete on his provincial bicycle team, which he joined after high school. Hard training with the team led to injuries. Later, he was admitted to a teacher's training college and became a physical education teacher. However, he often had painful joints and muscles due to the old sports injuries. Mr. Yu sought many ways to alleviate his pain, but nothing worked long term. He started practicing Falun Gong in 1997, and all his pain disappeared just over a month later. He stopped smoking and drinking alcohol and overcame his quick temper. He paid attention to improving his personal character by following Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Over time, Yu became energetic and appeared younger. Yu Jingfang works in building renovation to make a living in New Zealand. He can lift heavy items over 200 pounds, like he could do in his 20s. This is because I practice Falun Dafa. It's extraordinary, said Yu gratefully. He mentioned that more and more people have come to know about the persecution of Falun Gong in China as a result of practitioners' continual efforts to raise awareness. Over time, more and more Chinese people have become supporters of Falun Gong. Mr. Yu said, we will maintain our protest here and continue to raise awareness of the persecution to everyone we meet in the course of our daily lives and work. When he spoke about fellow practitioners being persecuted in China, Mr. Yu had tears in his eyes. Falun Gong practitioners follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They are good people, but the CCP brutally persecutes them and even carries out live organ harvesting. We condemn the CCP's atrocity and call for an end to the persecution. Many cars pass by on the road in front of the Chinese embassy. Many people are moved by the peaceful 16-year protest, and motorists often honk their horns to show their support.
Taipei reenactment focuses attention on the killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. Using posters and a live reenactment, Falun Gong practitioners at the Taipei Railway Station on October 24, 2015, sought to raise awareness of the fact that Falun Gong practitioners in China are being killed for their organs. Many residents and tourists who passed by signed petitions calling for an end to the brutality and supporting the lawsuits being filed against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin. Ever since Jiang started the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, practitioners have been arrested, detained, beaten, imprisoned, and tortured. The harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners, in particular, has garnered widespread attention since it was made public in 2006. The busiest train station in Taiwan, Taipei Station, is located at the center of the city's business district, where many office buildings, financial firms, and educational institutions are located. Passersby read posters, took materials, and spoke with practitioners to learn more. Support from visitors. Mr. Rogelio from the Philippines said he had heard about Falun Gong and the suppression in China. In his opinion, live organ harvesting was immoral and against humanity. When Mr. Rogelio heard that Jiang was responsible for the persecution of Falun Gong and that over 190,000 Chinese residents had recently filed criminal complaints against him, he signed a petition to support their efforts. His girlfriend also signed a petition after he talked to her. "This is probably the most important thing we have done since we came here on vacation several days ago," he said. Tourists from Australia, Japan, and Singapore also signed petitions showing their support. "My conscience told me to sign." Many local residents also showed their support. Ms. Xu, an accountant at a nearby firm, said her friend had already told her about the live organ harvesting. "A government is supposed to protect its people and their property. How could those in power abuse the police force and justice system to mistreat an innocent group like Falun Gong?" she said. As she signed the petition, she said that no one had the right to harm others. She said, "Let alone tragedies like organ harvesting. Jiang will be brought to justice, that's for sure." Mr. Zhang works in Taoyuan City near Taipei. While waiting for a friend at the train station, he told a practitioner that he had heard about the suppression on Facebook. When the practitioner thanked him for signing the petition, Mr. Zhang replied, "My conscience told me to do it. No one should allow this live organ harvesting to continue." Mr. Zhang, who has a business in China, asked many questions. He often travels to China and had occasionally heard negative comments about Falun Gong while he was there. As the practitioner explained how the Chinese Communist Party defamed Falun Gong with fabricated stories, including the staged self-immolation on Tiananmen Square, tears filled Mr. Jiang's eyes. "Thank you so much for telling me this," he said as he signed the petition. "Now I fully understand what happened. I have to do my part to help."
From poverty to prestige to brutal persecution. When Liu Dexin walked out of prison after 3 years, what awaited him were police officers with handcuffs and his heartbroken parents and sister. Mr. Liu's parents were in tears. As the first high school graduate in the region to go to a renowned university, their son had been an enormous source of pride for them. Now he was being sent home in a police van in handcuffs. As the police arrived at his village in Shanxi province, local police paid neighborhood residents to monitor Mr. Liu and prevent him from leaving his home. One acquaintance of the family sighed in disappointment. His family spent so much money raising him and sending him to college. What a pity for him to end up like this. For Mr. Liu, who currently lives in Shanghai, lack of freedom was not even the half of it. The beatings, electric baton shocks, and mental pressure he endured inside was beyond imagination. On September 26, 2015, He submitted a criminal complaint against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin for persecuting Falun Gong. Over 190,000 citizens have filed such legal documents to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Procuratorate in China since May. Rising from the ashes, Mr. Liu's family was poor. His parents worked hard their entire lives, but like most other peasants in China, they hardly had any savings. To make things worse, Mr. Liu suffered from chronic illnesses for years, and his bad temper was also a major headache for his parents. The turning point came in July 1995, when Mr. Liu's doctor told him about Falun Gong, a meditation that improved mind and body. Mr. Liu read the books, learned the exercises, and began to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. "That totally changed my life," Mr. Liu recalled. His illnesses disappeared, and his temper improved. His poor grades in school became history, and he turned into a straight-A student. Surprised by his positive changes, many students and teachers asked him what happened. They soon learned about Falun Gong, and some began to practice it. Detained for his faith. Jiang Zemin ordered the nationwide ban on Falun Gong in China in July 1999. Mr. Liu, a college student at that time, was detained for 2 weeks in the same month. When he went to Beijing and submitted a letter of appeal on behalf of Falun Gong in late 1999, plainclothes officers confiscated his letter and arrested him. He was held in a detention center for 2 weeks and beaten every day. During the winter break in early 2000, he went to Beijing again to petition for the freedom to practice Falun Gong. The police arrested him and kept him at a detention center near Tiananmen Square, along with practitioners from all over China. Some were in their 90s, and some were less than 10 years old, recalled Mr. Liu. Torture almost took his life. Mr. Liu graduated from college in the summer of 2001. However, just as he was leaving the campus, the police took him to a police station in Taiwan, Shanxi Province. "I was severely beaten and shocked with electric batons for 21 days straight," Mr. Liu said. As a result, he had bruises all over with blood and fluid coming out of his head and injuries on his neck that left scars. His pants were torn to shreds and his legs exposed during the beatings. "The guards tried to get me to do two things. One was to write a statement renouncing Falun Gong, and the other was to help them trap and arrest another graduate from the college. I almost died at the detention center," he wrote. "It is Jiang's persecution policy that turns police officers into demons that torture innocent people."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.